Hold up. What was that? Boring. No flavor. That was as bad as those leftovers you ate all week. Keke Palmer here. And it's time to say hello to something fresh and guilt-free. HelloFresh. Jazz up dinner with pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Now that's music to my mouth. HelloFresh. Let's get this dinner party started. Discover all the delicious possibilities at HelloFresh.com.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real-life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hello and welcome to the Art of Decluttering podcast. Today it is just Kirsty here as a host, and I have a lovely, lovely guest on for you all, for you to meet, and her name is Katrina Hamilton, or otherwise known as Catty. She is here to join us today because Amy is really unwell this week and couldn't record a podcast. So we were trying to figure out what we were going to do, and we'd been meaning to have Catty and some of our staff members on. So I thought, well, I'll call Catty and see if she's available. And she was, so she's here, and I'm going to let her introduce herself. So welcome, Catty.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
You're welcome.
So excited to be here.
So who is Catty? Tell us.
Oh, well, Catty is me. yes, my name is Catty Hamilton, and I am a relatively new professional organizer with the Art of Decluttering, and I'm so excited. I'm just having a ball so far. Yeah.
And have you got children? Are you married? Are you single? Are you divorced? Tell us what your family looks like.
None of the above. So I have a beautiful boyfriend. His name is Michael Tudor, but he goes by the name of Chewy. And we live in Sydney in Newtown, and we love it. We love the vibe of Newtown. And but last year we actually lived in Perth. And that's where I got into my decluttering, actually.
Tell us how you discovered decluttering.
Well, it was actually quite a while. Like, it kind of took, it was a slow burn for me for a while there. So my other work is actually as a professional musical theatre actress. So I've been doing that since as long as I can remember. But obviously because of COVID, kind of fell by the wayside and had to press pause on, you know, any sort of live theatre, sadly. But it was kind of nice because it was, I guess, a blessing in disguise. It allowed my life to kind of open up in terms of learning about all different passions and things that I found joy in. And it just so happened that decluttering and organizing was one of the biggest joys and passions, which I've always had, but I think it was kind of, you know, lying there dormant, me just organizing and decluttering my own life until I realized, oh my gosh, people do this as their careers and as a job. And I just was so surprised that that was a job, and I was so happy to find that out.
So let's just backtrack a little, tiny little bit. So I know this, but tell the listeners a little bit more about your other career, because it's fascinating.
Oh, yes, yes. So I'm a musical theatre actress, which means on stage, here in Australia. So I've shows that I've been working on over the last couple of years have been I toured with Mamma Mia, the musical, around Australia for 14 months. And then pretty much five, six months later, I was doing 12 months of Muriel's Wedding, the musical, in an Australian tour. Yeah, and then I was just about to, I was set to start working on Fiddler on the Roof for Opera Australia over at the Sydney Opera House here in Sydney. And unfortunately, that one was stopped in its tracks by COVID. So that kind of... That was the impetus for me to really start focusing on decluttering and organizing. So, yeah, once COVID hit, I moved straight away to Perth with my boyfriend, where he was living at the time. So got in just as the borders closed, you know, a couple of hours before midnight, before the borders closed. So it was incredible luck that we did that, because 10 months later, we were still living in Perth. And, yes, you know, kind of hidden away from the rest of the world over there in beautiful Perth. And, yeah, so that's where my decluttering journey really started, while I was on a hiatus from performing and, yeah, letting my decluttering goodness just really bloom and blossom.
So what did you do? You decluttered your stuff. Did you get into anybody else's?
Yes, I did. I did. So I pretty much, you know, I wasn't obviously working at the time. So I, you know, spent all my time kind of making my way through our house in Perth and decluttering some of my stuff and some of Chewy's stuff as well, I think. But I think he was happy about that. That was okay. Didn't run into any disagreements there. And then also his family was really intrigued by it as well, which was amazing. So yeah, I would always kind of discuss it with his mum, beautiful Elizabeth Tudor, if you're listening. And
she will be now.
yes, exactly. And his beautiful sister Paige as well. So I she was actually the one who was really, you know, encouraging me and saying, Caddy, you know, you should think about doing this professionally, you know, like, you know, we should, you know, you should start a little Instagram page or something called Caddy's Cluttered Corner or something. I don't know. I hadn't. And I just thought it was, you know, it was just a pipe dream. I thought I didn't know anyone at that point who was a professional organizer or declutterer. I didn't know any of the ins and outs of the industry. I knew nothing. I just knew that this was the most fun thing to do in the world, and how can I do more of it?
So now that you are in the industry, which I know the answer to this, but I would love for you to talk to the listeners about your split personality.
Of my performing and my decluttering life.
Yes, and which one do you prefer, and which one brings you more joy?
It's so hard. It's like picking between children if I had them. But yeah, I definitely, you know, before I kind of really started on this journey, I didn't think that I could love anything as much as performing, and, you know, decluttering, it's up there. It is up there. So it's great. You know, and the most, you know, wonderful thing about our job, you know, it's with clients, and it's a, you know, a flexible career as well. So, you know, in the moments where I'm not with clients or not, you know, working on the decluttering side, I'm kind of running to and fro from castings and auditions and self-tapes and, you know, commercial TVCs. So it's really fun. It keeps me busy.
So how did you hear about the Art of Decluttering?
It was the best day. It was it was wonderful.
You are being, funnily enough, you're being paid to say this, but
no, I would say it anyway. So it's yeah, I really was, you know, I couldn't get enough of it last year when I was living in Perth and just doing it for fun. I was watching YouTube videos and, you know, listening to podcasts and, you know, trying to find new podcasts all the time. And I think I found you guys, I found the Art of Decluttering quite kind of the last half of the year. And so you guys kept me company while I was packing up our house because, again, I'm not sure if I haven't mentioned right now in the podcast, but so my boyfriend actually booked Hamilton the Musical. So he's a very talented musician. He's an incredible drummer and percussionist. So he's actually playing percussion in Hamilton the Musical here in Australia. So we actually left our life in Perth and flew back interstate to Sydney, which is my home state, and that he's lived here for a couple of years prior to that. So we moved back to Sydney for his job here with Hamilton. So that's right, I was saying we were packing up our house in Perth. So that also, you know, learning about decluttering and organizing and purging, especially when, you know, you do the big interstate move, it, you know, was such a huge help. And so I listened to you guys and all the episodes about moving and packing up and, you know, on the flight back to Sydney. And then while I was unpacking and packing up my belongings at my parents' house, I listened to you guys. So, and, you know, as I think a lot of listeners know, you know, that you guys have so many podcasts, I felt like I'd struck gold. I thought, oh my goodness, I found, you know, hundreds of decluttering, you know, podcasts with these two incredible legends. You know, I think as a lot of listeners feel when we listen to The Art of Decluttering, you know, you feel like you know, we know you, Kirst, and we know Amy, you know, and, you know, even to know you, to work with you and to speak with you, you know, I was starstruck. It was incredible. Because you just have had, you know, you have your voices in your home for so long. And it's incredible.
I was talking to a client today, like a new inquiry client today, and she's a podcast listener too. And she was like, oh, I'm so excited I get to speak to you. Like, and I was like, yeah, but you're just speaking to a friend, exactly like I am on the podcast. Like I'm your friend in your ear. And now when I'm speaking on the phone to you, I'm still your friend in your ear. And so like that's what we love about this medium of podcasting is that we're like, and you know me, Caddy, like I'm just a mum running a business, and Amy is the same. She's just a mum running a business. We're like, we're just your next door neighbors and just your friends at school pickup. So like it's funny when people go, ooh, and I'm all like, oh yeah, that's right. Like, yeah, like you've totally put me on this pedestal that I don't deserve.
No, it's wonderful. It's, yeah, as you said, it's such an incredible medium because it, you know, you can have the ability to reach so many people, you know, people who I guess are just starting out or, you know, like me, like I was hungry for more information and yeah, it's amazing.
Yeah. So how did you come to be working for us, Caddy?
Oh, well, as I said, you know, for the last kind of couple of months in Perth, I was like, wow, this is a career and an industry, like this industry, you know, that I'm just kind of dipping my toes into and I just want to dive straight in. But I didn't know anything about it. And I'm not business minded in that sense. So I just thought, how does one begin? How does one start? And it was, you know, like a blessing that it happened, you know, following you guys on Instagram and listening to the podcasts. And I just happened to, you know, see your page and there was we're looking for new people to join our company. And I thought, I just was, oh my gosh, I got so flustered. And I actually, I don't know if you remember this, but I called you.
Yes. I remember.
Because I couldn't find the, oh my gosh, so technologically, I always need help with that. But yeah, I was like, oh, where's that link? You know, there was, you know, if you'd like to come and work for the Art of Decluttering, you know, fill out the form. And I remember calling you and I remember hearing your voice and I was like, oh, I'm talking to Kirsty Ferrucci. Oh my God. Like, I was so excited. And then I thought, oh, I've blown it. Like, I sounded way too excited and she probably was thinking I was so silly. And so I thought,
not at all. Clearly.
So yeah, so I was actually like on my way to a singing lesson. So I was quickly sitting in the car and filled out this form and just wrote everything. And then yeah, kind of carried on with my life. And when I, you know, got the email from you guys, I was flabbergasted. I was just so shocked and excited and it was amazing.
Yes. And as you can tell, listeners, we were like interviewed Kati and we were like, yes, she's one of us. She belongs in team The Art of Decluttering. So
thank you.
Yeah, we loved interviewing you. You light up every room you walk into and you're such a joyous, joyous person. So
thank you.
So belong in our lives, and now you get to be in the listeners' lives and you are in our clients' lives, and
yay,
I know that they are super excited and thankful to have you as well. So tell us what it's been like to work for Amy and maybe me. You can be honest, you can say what it's like to, you know, warn off everybody else who might think they want to join team decluttering.
Don't do it, it's a trick. No, I'm joking completely. It is just better than I could have ever imagined and more. It's amazing, and as you said, you know, being able to go into the clients' houses and to hear their stories and, you know, hear how they've come to, you know, want our services or, you know, want us in their life is just amazing. And it's so different. You know, every client is so, you know, every person is so different and has their own story. And seeing, and I think that's the main thing that that I love so much about this is it's so much more than just picking up items and asking, will you keep or will you donate or throw away this item? It's all about the mindset and, you know, where someone's at in their life. And, you know, the fact that they've called us means they're on this journey that, you know, they want to try something new and something different and, you know, reap the rewards from that. And helping them achieve that dream is just what it's all about, really. Like, it's, yeah, the joy that I get with, you know, and I'm, you know, we all do about with when someone says, oh my gosh, you know, I haven't seen this sofa or this bed or this patch of my house look like this in years or decades or, you know, and it's emotional, you know, they, you know, it's so emotional. Yeah, it's amazing.
Here's a cool fact. A crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Another cool fact, you can get short-term health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans are designed for people who are between jobs, coming off their parents' plan, or turning a side hustle into a full-time gig. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage with access to a nationwide network of doctors and hospitals. Get more cool facts about UnitedHealthcare short-term plans at uh1.com.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Do you know what I love most about you, Katie? Well, there's so many things. Like, let me count thy ways of how much I love you and love having you on my team. But I absolutely adore how connected you are to our clients, like how much you walk into their lives and you have such immediate love for our clients. Like, it is so, it's beautiful to witness. And it just makes me so, so happy and so confident to send you out to any of our clients, knowing that you take people as they come. You go into their homes with no expectation of who they might be and what you might get achieved that day. Like, you just come as such an open book to every situation. And I love that about you, and I love that you bring joy into people's homes. Like, you're such a beautiful gift to me and our business.
Oh, thank you. It is. It's such a, you know, and it's funny because you think, oh, you know, it's always a lot of little things that go to changing someone's life. But if, you know, if it's this tiny thing, you know, that a lot of people don't realize that will make such a huge difference, you know. And then when they do see the change and they say, oh my gosh, you know, I didn't realize how much weight I was holding with that corner of my room or that, you know, my laundry or my office. And just kind of realizing the weight of that and allowing them to kind of be free from that is just, yeah, it sounds a bit, you know, a bit dramatic, but I am dramatic. It's magical. it's magic.
So what does it look like? How different is it to your expectations before, when you were just listening to us and like you just knew all this theory and all this head knowledge? Like, what's been the thing that has surprised you the most?
And there has been like so much surprise in terms of and also it's funny that you should say that because you know, you can go into someone's house and you can say, do you know this, do you not, you know, and you're there to coach them and to help them make those decisions. But I have to say it is so much harder when it is your stuff, because I went back and was, you know, trying to do my and listening to the paperwork you know, podcast and group, and I thought, this is really hard when it's your own stuff to try and make your decision. Needed you to come in, Kirsten. So I guess like that's kind of the surprise is, and I guess as well navigating, you know, I guess you kind of have to not be a mind reader, but you have to really kind of read the psychology behind people's decisions and decision-making. And, you know, it's not sometimes so clear cut, you know, you say, oh, you know, do you want to keep this? Or, you know, could you let this go? And if they feel like they want to let it go, but for some reason there's, you know, there's something just that's, they're saying, oh no, I really need to hold on to it. It's about reading that situation and finding the right words that serve them in setting them free. So in allowing them to make the right decision for them, which isn't fear holding them back, you know. So you can tell that, oh, they go, I really want to get rid of this, but I have to hold on to it, you know, because of X, Y, and Z. And, you know, allowing them to say, you're allowed to hold on to it, but also you are allowed to let go of this. And sometimes, you know, the more and more as we've spoken about, Kirst, you know, that first hour, oh no, can't throw that out. And you get to the fourth hour and they're like, chuck everything out. And you're like, whoa, you know, it's incredible, the mentality of like, it's so freeing. You know, and they realize, oh, this is setting me free.
See, listeners, see the joy. This is what I get to work with every every week up here in Sydney. I just wish I had more clients that wanted two people in their session.
Yes,
so that they could have a double joy bomb with both of us being there.
Totally. It's amazing.
What has been the most challenging thing?
Probably kind of the same as the surprises, or the, you know, and that can be a positive thing as well. But again, challenging is, I guess, realizing that you are dealing with so many different individuals, and each individual has, as you know, I've said before, has their own story and story that they have and that they own, and sometimes the stories that they have told themselves, you know, which we all do it, you know, we all have these stories that we've told ourselves, you know, that some are true and some aren't necessarily true, and some that are holding us back, and navigating through those kind of mental obstacles to get to a place where you can make the right decision for you, but like a logical decision. So that's probably a challenge, is helping people help themselves, mm-hmm. you know, and that is our job, is, you know, as well as just kind of coming in and clearing a room, you know, magically, but also, you know, and the human psyche is so complex, and it's the joyful part of it, but it's also a challenging part, because which I've heard, you know, you guys talk about before, you know, the emotional landmines, you know, sometimes, sometimes you could say, oh, you know, show you let this go, and it triggers something, you know, and you feel awful and you think, oh my gosh, you know, that's, you know, of course you don't, you know, this is your time and your decisions and your belongings, you know, you need to do what's right for you. So it's almost like knowing when you can kind of push a bit, knowing when they're okay to be pushed, and knowing when to, you know, step back and say, okay, cup of tea time, you know, and resetting. Yeah.
And what have you learned about yourself during this process?
So much. I mean, it's almost like a small, tiny snowflake that turns into a snowball, which has now just rolled into a snowman. That's how I feel like my journey's gone. You know, the more I've researched and learnt about it, and then meeting you guys and starting to work for the Art of Decluttering, it has just been a snowball effect so fast. And you know, I've always thought of myself as quite an organized, kind of tidy person, but I think it has gone gangbusters in the last, you know, 6 to 12 months. I have just decluttered so much of my, probably 60 to 70% of my belongings. And, you know, the more you learn and the more you declutter, the more you want to learn and the more you want to declutter. It's this addictive, it's a healthy addiction, we can all say. So I've just, you know, I've become, and I think as well, I don't know if you find this curse, but because you are coaching it or teaching it or, you know, being in a space with it, you kind of feel like you want to uphold that. You know, I've had some clients be like, so is your house super neat and super? And I was like, yeah, sometimes, mostly, yeah. You know, so you kind of feel like you have to.
I'll just let people into a secret that I can see some of your clothes in the background, but on the floor behind you. So
yeah,
just keeping it real, Pete. Yeah, just keeping it real.
My jeans, t-shirt.
They just look like they've fallen out of the laundry basket. Yeah. They didn't quite make it into the laundry basket.
Yeah, close enough is good enough.
Yeah, you just move your head in front of it and I wouldn't even have known.
Exactly.
And what has the training been like from the Art of Decluttering?
Amazing. So comprehensive, and you know, everything that we need is right here, you know, right there, in the Head, Heart and Home course, and all the other courses on
Thinkific.
Yep. And as well as obviously the education through all the podcasts, the training and the knowledge that you guys have is just phenomenal. Just, you know, I, as a listener before I joined, and even now when I listen, I feel so safe in your hands, in Kirsten, Amy's hands. You know, I feel safe to explore my decluttering and to help me with my journey. And I'm sure, you know, all listeners who listen to you guys feel the same way. You know, you feel like you guys are on our side, or, you know, on the listener's side. And it's about that support and that community. And the training's been amazing, and I've learned so much, and I know that there's still so much for me to learn and to know, and to grow as a professional organizer. And I can't wait.
I am loving watching your growth as well. So tell me, like, what was it like going out to your first client by yourself? Because you started coming out with us,
yes,
and now you've gone out by yourself. Were you cursing me on the way to the clients?
No. Oh my goodness. No, it was so good. It was kind of a bit nerve-wracking. It almost feels like when I'm on my way to an audition or a TVC, especially TVCs, because I'm not sure if you know, but to audition for a TV commercial, there's nothing you can do really to prepare in terms of in the room. So every TV commercial is different, and you just kind of go in and stand and look to a corner, or, you know, pretend you're eating a KFC chicken wing or something. So in a way, it's kind of like that. You've obviously done the groundwork and you know what you're there to do, but every client and every house and every environment is different. So it's kind of a little bit, it's good nerves, it's excited nerves. You kind of go, oh, first, you know, a new client, first, especially first time, you know, going into a client's home. It was exciting but nerve-wracking. But as soon as you've met, you know, whoever it is, you know, within that 5 or 10 minutes, you know, you go, oh, that's right, you know, we know what we're doing, and I love what I do, you know, so the fears just dissipate.
Yeah. I'm glad that this is a mutual love fest.
It is. We're just like, yay, decluttering. Woo.
Yay, Anna decluttering. Well, thank you so much. What is on the cards for you in your other business?
Oh, well, I don't know. I mean, it changes so often, and there's, you know, obviously now it's so lovely. You know, we're so lucky here in Australia. Things are kind of slowly starting to open back up in terms of life, you know, hospitality, live theatre. So, you know, in my sector of live theatre, we are very lucky to have, you know, Frozen the musical is on at the moment. Hamilton, as I said, you know, they're in previews at the moment. They open on Saturday, and they're open to 100% capacity, which it means, you know, no seats next to each other that are empty, which will be incredible. So, I think it'll just kind of keep getting quicker and quicker, and more auditions hopefully will be coming out, and, you know, hopefully, you know, there'll be something around the corner, and that I'll be able to have you guys come along to, and all our beautiful listeners, if you like theatre.
And we will let everybody know when you are in something. We will tell it will be all over our social media that one of our staff members is on stage, and you can see her beautiful dancing and singing and acting in this show. And for all of you Sydneysiders or anywhere in Australia who are coming to see Hamilton like we are, then go over to the orchestra pit and go chewy.
Yay! Yeah, yell down at the percussionist, chewy. We love Art of Decluttering.
Yeah, say, hey, we're from the Art of Decluttering. Like, we're listeners. We know you, chewy.
He'd love that.
And I'm secretly hoping that you don't get too many musical gigs, because I need you to be out with our beautiful clients. And now they've listened to you, I am sure I'm going to have requests for, can I, like, is Kat available? Like, we know you're too busy, Kirsty, so, you know, and I'll be the one going, I've got no clients, nobody wants to see me anymore, because Kat,
oh no, we've become as a package deal.
Yes, that's right. Yes, that's what we're going to be speaking to.
Yeah.
So
yeah.
I have loved chatting to you. I know you know that I think the sun shines out your bum. So I am so ever thankful that you picked up the phone and rang me to find out how to join the Art of Decluttering. And I'm here. Amy and I are very, very thankful for how you serve and love our clients. And if you, listener, would like to have some joy bomb of Kati in your life, then just give us a bell. Hop over to our website on theartofdecluttering.com.au, or send us an email at hello@theartofdecluttering.com.au, and you can have Kati out to see you. She is amazing, and I am glad that you all got to listen to her be in her amazingness.
Oh, thank you. Can't wait to meet you all.
So I have a review. It's from DTW Doddle. It's from Apple Podcasts in the USA, and she says, pieced it together. And here's a review. I'm a mum of an adult male who's been struggling for years with feeling odd and less than everyone around him. Although this was geared towards mums, it was extremely helpful for me to finally start to understand this disorder of neurological system. I feel like this is our first step towards really helping him deal with anger and depression. Thank you. So I'm pretty sure that was for our ADHD episode. So thank you, DTW Doddle, for that wonderful review. And I'm so glad that it's helping you to understand your beautiful son more, and that he can understand himself as well. So yay, thank you for your review. And if you love musical theatre like Kati and I do, then it is your week to leave a review for us. So leave us a review wherever you listen to your podcast, and we will read it out next time. So thank you. Have a lovely week. And thank you again, Kati, for joining me today and being my Amy replacement.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Thanks for joining us. If you've learnt something awesome today, we'd love you to leave us a review on iTunes or Facebook so others can find our podcast too.
Don't forget, you can see the show notes in your podcast app or over at our website, artofdecluttering.com.au. So if there's anything you want more info on, check it out there.
If you'd like to join our supporter community, you can do so over at patreon.com/theartofdecluttering.
We hope you have a great rest of your day
and enjoy the freedom.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.